Entering the Paris Metro at République, a hub station on a June evening, I see a poster for a painter's house museum in the suburbs. Walking to my platform, I see another poster for an exhibition at the Musée d'Orsay, four for a show of contemporary artist Ai Weiwei's work at the Mucem in Marseille, and another for a themed art exposition at Chantilly, a chateau the poster promises is just 25 minutes from Paris by train. I see ads for two more local exhibits through the train's window during my ride, and 10 repeats from République at the station where I disembark. The pervasive posters are all signs that Parisians are a museum-going people, the sort who might plan their upcoming summer vacations around a visit to a special exhibition, while also keeping up with the latest shows in town. Within a mile of where my journey began at République, there are more than a dozen museums, and that doesn't even begin to touch the number of institutions within the city's limits, or the region as a whole. When I moved to Paris in 2015, I had the idea that I would try and visit all of the city's small museums, an idea that eventually grew into this very book. I have not made it to all of them, and as it turns out, I probably never will. The tourism office for the city of Paris says there are around 200 museums in the Paris region. Depending on how you define a museum and the boundaries of the region, I have come to suspect there are even more. It's hard to pinpoint exactly why there's such a profusion of collections around this city, though I have occasionally summarized the explanation to friends as, "Parisians are nerds." That's part of the story. But I also began asking as many people as I could, "Why are there so many museums in this region?" There's a tradition of exhibiting that's quite old. The director of the Musée de la Chasse et de la Nature, Claude Dantonez, noted. It began as early as the 18th century in the Salon, though then it was reserved for the very elite. With the French Revolutions, royal collections became public collections, noted Isabelle Varmos, historian at the Musée des Plans Reliefs, a museum of three-dimensional maps assembled by the kings of France. She proposed a geographical answer.